get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Welcome to the Seed Sowing Sister Movement on the Bashani Radio app, on the Bashani website, and on all podcast radio formats. I'm your lead seed sowing sister, Patrice. Thank you for joining me today. We're jumping into today's topic, the cleanup woman, the heavenly welfare system. So as we jump into that, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to call a friend, text a friend, post it on your social media page, and let everyone know that the seed sowing sister is on and that she's waiting on who? You. Once you've done that, I need you to please grab your pencil and your paper and most definitely your Bible. We're jumping into chapter 2 of Ruth today. And I got to tell you, this is a definitely different look at Ruth. Let's go ahead. Let's jump on in. Now, Naomi had a relative on her husband's side from the clan of Elimelech, a man of standing, whose name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabitess said to Naomi, "Let me go to the fields and pick up the leftover grain behind anyone in whose eyes I find favor." Naomi said to her, "Go ahead, my daughter." So she went and began to glean in the fields behind the harvesters. As it turned out, she found herself working in a field belonging to Boaz, who was from the clan of Elimelech. Just as Boaz arrived to Bethlehem, he greeted the harvesters. "The Lord be with you." "The Lord bless you," they called back. Boaz asked the foreman of his harvesters, "Whose young woman is that?" The foreman replied, "She is the Moabitess who came back from Moab with Naomi. She said, 'Please let me glean and gather among the sheaves behind the harvesters.' She went into the field and had worked steadily from morning till now, except for a short rest in the shelter." So Boaz said to Ruth, "My daughter, listen to me. Do not glean in another's field and do not go away from here. Stay here with my servant girls. Watch the field where the men are harvesting and follow them along with the girls." So let's kind of jump on into this. Here we have literally a heavenly cleanup system. And as we see Ruth stepping out. Let's jump into this now. So let's give a little background. So we're here with Ruth and Naomi. Naomi and Ruth have gone back to Judah, which is taking them right on over here to Bethlehem. And as they go back into this area, Naomi is going back to her people. And Ruth has already told Naomi, "Do not try to get me to go away. I'm going with you." And as they get here, first thing Ruth realizes is, hey, we need some type of job, some kind of income, some way that we can get our stomachs fed. And as they do so, Ruth sets out and says, "I'm going to work." So when we jump into verse 1, we see Naomi is here, and she has a relative on her husband's side from the clan of Elimelech, a man of standing. Let's break this down. Key C1, Naomi's husband's relative was a man of standard. In this time period, being a man of standard was being a man of great wealth, influence, impact, and integrity in the community. This meant that when people heard this man's name, they stood up and went, "Wow, we know this man, and he's a man of standard." That was a great place to be. That's where you want to be now. You want to be known as a man or woman of standard, one who has influence, impact, integrity. And when you have all of that, surely wealth will follow. Key C2, it's important. This is really important. I looked at this as I was reading through Ruth. It is so important to look at not just who you're marrying, but the family. You want to look at those family patterns. Who's, you know, what's this positive family pattern? What's this family pattern we may need to talk about? What's this pattern that, you know, hey, how did this happen? It's important. I know we're in a time where people always say, "Well, I'm not marrying the family," but here's the truth. You really are. You're marrying them and the family and all the behaviors and habits that come along with them. Then when you get here to verse 2, Ruth the Moabitess said to Naomi, "Let me go to the fields and pick up the leftover grains behind anyone whose eyes I find favor." Naomi said to her, "Go ahead, my daughter." What I love about this particular exchange between these two is that you're literally getting to see Ruth like, hey, I gotta make sure we're good here. Ruth didn't sit back. She didn't sit on her laurels and say, okay, it's going to happen. It's going to magically come to me. She said, I got to go out here and make this happen. Key C3, we find Ruth is going with an expectation to work. She's not waiting on somebody else to do it. She's saying, I got to make sure that we're good. And I got to make sure as we go out here that favor follows me. Favor walks with me. Faith was connected to me. So I love to say Ruth was living with the expectation. And then when we get to key C4, we see Ruth was not just providing for herself, she was providing for Naomi. She literally shows us the heart of Christ in this moment. She shows us that it's good to take care of yourself, but it's better to make sure that you take care of others. Make sure that you let the person know that, you know, you're caring for the poor. You don't have to get out and broadcast it, but you show it in your actions. And then I love when we get to the last one. If you look in this exchange with Ruth and Naomi, you literally notice that Naomi gives Ruth permission, aka a blessing, to go and pursue her work. It's an amazing. It's just like when you're younger and you're going out for a job and you tell your parents and they say, you know what, you got this, you can do this. And they say, good luck. And, you know, that's literally what was happening here. Naomi was bestowing a blessing on Ruth and what was going to happen for her in this space of finding work. When we get in verse 3, we see Ruth going out and beginning to glean in the field behind the harvesters. It turns out that she finds herself working in the field belonging to Boaz, who is from the clan of Elimelech. Now, when we get here, Ruth didn't pick an easy job. This was not an easy job at all. This is a job that you're going, you're bending down, you're stooping down, and you're pulling stalks of grain all day. And literally, whatever is left behind from the harvesters, that's what you're getting. And if you've ever seen people harvest any type of crops, by the time they're done with the machine, you are bending and stooping so low to get those pieces that it literally is back-breaking work. Ruth went out here and said, I got to do what I got to do, no matter how back-breaking it may be, no matter how it may look. She wasn't afraid to get dirty. She went out here and did what needed to be done. Key C6, we see that Ruth was willing to take the leftovers out of the field. She shows us here humility and gratefulness for the small things. The question I would put to ponder for this, are you willing to take leftovers from somebody else's field to take care of yourself? Then we also notice something in this. If you listen to how they speak about her, Ruth was a hard worker. She was a person who got up, worked, and only took a short rest each time. Then we introduce into this space Boaz. Verse 4, then Boaz arrives from Bethlehem and greets his harvesters. The Lord be with you. The Lord bless you, they called. Boaz asked the foreman of his harvesters, who's that young lady? Now let's break down Boaz for a second. Now with this, when Boaz arrives to his fields, he greets his harvesters. You ever been at a job where when your supervisor or your director or somebody comes in, they don't speak to anybody until it's time to bark an order or command something? How does that job site feel for you? It doesn't feel welcoming, does it, right? Well, here we got to see what it looks like to be a true leader at a job. Boaz walks up and he blesses his workers. When was the last time you had a job where they literally blessed their workers, not just with a check, but how they spoke to their workers, how they treated their workers, how all of this lined up? He literally blessed his workers. And then what I love about it, because it was such a healthy work environment, they blessed him back. It's amazing when you're in the right work environment, how you can bless and speak highly of your supervisor or your leader. And we get to see this in Boaz. And then what I love about it, we get to see him even more because this lets you know in verse 5 that he's very observant about who's at his job, who's at his work site. He asked the foreman of the harvesters, who's that young lady? What I love about this, it pans the camera right back over to Ruth. We know that Ruth's hard work is what caught Boaz's attention. It wasn't her being scantily dressed. It wasn't her being slick. It was her work ethic that caught his attention. And then here's the part I love about it. Look at how the foreman speaks about her. The foreman says she is the Moabiness who came back from Moab with Naomi. She said, please let me glean and gather among the sheaves behind the harvesters. She went into the field and has worked steadily till morning, from morning until now, except for a short rest in the shelter. What I love about it is we get to see something very powerful in this particular verse with the foreman. The foreman was literally Ruth's PR team. He was her public relations team. He was that team that told all about her. And here's something that I had to know. Your PR team are the people who are in your life, good or bad, and they tell what's going on in your story for that moment. Keep in mind, if you don't have a PR agent, God can't get the glory out of your story. That was something I couldn't stand when I was young. I was like, oh, people are busy around here running their mouth. They need to be quiet. Not realizing that the more they ran their mouth, the more my PR stock went up. Then look at what he did as the foreman talked about her. The foreman shared who she was, but then KC 2 in this section, he gave a full rundown. He told who she was, what she was doing, how she was diligent in her work and faithful. And he even gave the backstory and purpose for her being there. Man, you're talking about a really good, well PR team. He gave the whole rundown in this process for her. But then look at the reaction. So Boaz said to Ruth, my daughter, listen to me. Don't go glean in another field. And don't go away from here. Stay here with the servant girls. He literally saw the attention of her work ethic. And then KC 3, she was provided with godly instructions, godly discernment, godly protection, and godly provision, all by her being diligent in her work, all by her being blessed on her way to this work pursuit. And then I love when he got to verse 9. He told her, watch the field where the men are harvesting and follow along after the girls. I have told the men not to touch you, and wherever you are thirsty, go and get a drink from the water jars. The men have filled. What an amazing thing to know that your work ethic can open the doors to godly instructions, discernment, protection, and provision. Let's talk about the wise words for this section. The wise words for this section. When we looked at the first part with verses 1-5, we see Ruth's character. We see her character, her care for the poor, which is care for Naomi. We see that caring, positioning her in the right place and for the incoming blessing that would change not just Ruth's life, but Naomi's life. Second wise word that we see is about your PR agents. This is something I had to learn. Stop getting mad at your free PR agents when their mouths are truly moving mountains on your behalf and positioning you in the right circles for the right time. Join me next week as we get right into the topic, an answered prayer with an added bonus. Well, thank you for joining me. To find out more about Patrice, connect with me at patricebrantley.com. And y'all know how this goes. Let's go out and be great because we are great. and our greatness is now. It no longer awaits. Have an amazing day.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.